Players, welcome to the iPlayer podcast, the place that brings like-minded people together into a community that help each other reach new wealth goals, giving you, the listener, a constant feed of information, motivation, and right like-minded people around you that are also on that same similar journey as you, all that want to see you win, help you get more of what you want. So I'm your host, that guide on that journey, coach to very high performance executives, Lewis Hayden. It's my job to make sure you have the right tools, mindset and strategies so that you can make the most of opportunities in your life so you can get more of what you want. And that is exactly what we're talking about today. We're talking about the six deadliest mistakes that will hold you back from your wealth. So the iPlayer podcast, it's free. There is a fee. I ask that the fee is if you hear something on these iPlayer podcasts that resonate with yourself or with somebody else that you may know, then help them out. Yeah. Click the link on copy that link from Spotify or iTunes or any platform that you may be listening to and just slide that link into someone's DM and say, hey, thinking of you, man, have a listen to this. Yeah, it could really help somebody out. That's the big impact we're trying to make in the world, yeah? That's the big impact that we're trying to make, going out there and getting more A players. Because there's enough negative shit out there, isn't there? There's enough negativity out there. You just switch on the TV, yeah? Even Netflix and Amazon nowadays, they have adverts giving you more and more dribble, yeah? Just polluting the environment. Yeah, we want to try and create an environment where A players can thrive. And boom, this is where it happens on this podcast. So you'll see some of the stuff shared on LinkedIn. If you're not connected with me already, you know, just go onto LinkedIn, search my name, Lewis Hayden, and let's get connected. And I'd love to get some of your comments or receive some of your DMs on there about future stuff that you need some help with when it comes to increasing your income or going that next level, whether you would be a business owner, an employee, whatever it may be. Yeah, we're here to help you out. So that's about the community. Yeah, the community only happens if the community make it happen. So six deadly mistakes that will hold back your wealth. That's what we're talking about today. Let's go straight into it then with number one. So number one, being reactive versus proactive. What does that mean? Well, if we think about it, what is it? Look back at your life so far, right? Take a good reflection of the past 10 years and pinpoint where were the turning points for you. Where were the turning points for you? What made those turning points happen? Was there a decision that had to happen where you went, right, okay, I'm going this way or I'm going this way? Yeah, there's a fork in the roads in your timeline that you decided to take some action and make something happen. Yeah, so there was a decision that you made. That decision-making process, that tells a lot about people's behavior, okay? So if we look at the psychology around it, different people have different sort of decision-making processes. Some people be more direct and straight in there. Some people need to get a community around them and speak to everybody. Some people like to take it steady. And some people need to make sure that all the boxes are ticked before they move forward and make a decision. There's no right and wrong to this, ladies and gents. That's just the way they are. But what we do need to be thinking of is more opportunity in the future is going to come. Just like in that past 10 years, more things will come in the future, right? It's got to. You're going to be presented with different opportunities in the future. And sometimes we just don't have that length of time to start be thinking about, right, okay, I need to really sit down and think about this now. And then next thing you know, it's gone. Yeah. What would happen if we could make decisions a lot faster? If we could take opportunities a lot faster? Well, here's the tip to it, right? Being reactive to the decision is too late. Being proactive to the decision is the way to be looking at this. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we are ready for it, yeah? We've learned the stuff. We know that opportunities will arise. So are we going to wait for these opportunities to land on our plate, or are we going to cause opportunities to happen? What's the likelihood? that more opportunities would happen if we had a focus and our compass set for those opportunities. Because if we're not aware of the things to spot, then they'll never be able to show up on our radar. So being proactive allows us to set that radar and allow for us to spot these opportunities more often. What does being proactive look like? Well, look, if you know that your direction of travel is really clear, that you're going to be this person who's an influencer or a leader in this field, in your industry, then you need to be starting to learn some new stuff, right? So being proactive could be, hey, I'm going to go out there and make sure that I do, you know, 30 minutes a day reading, 30 minutes a week reading. Yeah, just start somewhere, being proactive of where you're going to get to. That's just one example. Plenty more to come up in the future. We can talk about that in a separate episode. Let's go on to point number two. So point number two, following on from the proactiveness, it's not being ready for the opportunity in other areas as well. So proactive can be that you're preparing yourself in more knowledge, but ultimately, when the opportunity arises, that person has got to understand that you are the right person for that job, yeah? Or not just for a job. When I say job, I mean the opportunity that's there, the activity. For instance, if you're working for somebody and a new opportunity arises and they go, oh man, this is a real headache for me. And you go, no worries, bank. I can take that on and help you out there. There's a win-win. And if you help others, what's the saying? You can have anything in life you want if you just help enough people get what they want. Well, you can't help enough people if you haven't helped yourself first. Yeah. So the proactive one, that's from number one. Number two is thinking about it. That person has to have complete confidence in you. Yeah. So confidence. What does confidence mean? Confidence means from an internal state that you are in a confident position to handle that. There's two different versions of confidence, by the way, state, and there's also a confidence trait. People, what does that mean? Well, traits are a lot longer. Yeah. For instance, if you see somebody in this that you know and you go, hey, that person's a confident person, they have confident traits about them. But when they're situational and faced with different things, like throwing them into an aeroplane and taking them thousands and thousands of feet into the air to drop them out of a plane, yeah, they're not going to be very fucking confident if they're doing it for the first time, no matter who they are, yeah? All these thoughts are starting to come through their head. So there's being confidence as a trait and being confidence around a situation, more of the state, being confident in the state. How do we get more confidence in the state? Well, we start doing more stuff, right? We start going out there. We can learn the stuff if we haven't got the opportunity to go and do it yet until, guess what? Opportunity arises. Then we can go and become more confident in doing it. So doing, yeah, putting ourselves in situations proactively so when the opportunity comes up, we are in a confident situation. Now, confidence can also be conveyed as well and received by others. So if that person is feeling unconfident that you're the person to take up that opportunity, well, that's going to cost you the opportunity and your wealth as well. So knowledge is key, yeah, for number two, confidence, knowledge. And also, confidence also comes from how you react to the opportunity. Yeah. So for instance, if somebody comes to you and say, hey, look, I've got this thing that needs doing, and you go, oh yeah, I think I could do that. Yeah. You're not being very sharp, are you? Let's be honest. Would you want somebody who thinks they can do it? Or would you want somebody who's like, I'm ready for this. I've learned this stuff. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to give it a great go. I think I'm the person for it. Yeah. Well, no think, choose the words. I am the person for it. So being confident, being knowledgeable, and being sharp is real key to having number two, which is being ready for the opportunity. Number three, poor communication skills will hold your wealth back. So even though there's an opportunity there, understanding communication skills, be an absolute learner of the books. Yeah, they're all out there. I don't need to teach this stuff on here. I need to teach you to go out there and get it. I need to coach you. Yeah, to teach you is to tell you should be reading books. To coach you is a different situation. To what level should you be reading books, for example? So this is where the coaching comes in, is how do we coach people to become great learners so they can become proactive and take up more opportunity? So communication skills is one key area. No matter what industry you're in, if you're going to become more wealthy, you need to be able to extract money from somebody else. Yeah, cash flows. And that cash can only flow if you're a great communicator and communicate across to them. Now, communication doesn't have to be verbal. It can be nonverbal. Yeah, it can be come across in not just, when I say nonverbal, I don't just mean text messages and emails, yeah, or messages on social media and LinkedIn. Great, they can work. But nonverbal communication can also mean body language. Yeah, the words that you say aren't always congruent with your body language. If your body language is saying it as well, then look, you're becoming an expert communicator. I highly recommend that we do become expert communicators. And if you are interested in more of this stuff around communication, the 100K Club does cover this as well. So make sure you jump on there as well. Let's move on to number four. So number four, deadly mistake that will hold your wealth back is fear. What does fear stand for? Yeah, F-E-A-R. Well, think of it this way. It can stand for a number of things. There's a few acronyms out there, isn't there? Fear, false expectations appearing real. Yeah, we've never done it before. So how do we know it's actually going to, how do we know the outcome? We can play out 1,000 different stories. A bit like fucking, what's his name? Yeah, Doctor Strange in the multiverse of madness that he's seen trillions of ways that the universe may end. All this stuff. I don't even know if that is the right quote. I'm just referencing back. Don't really pay much attention to it, to be honest. But do you get what I'm saying? It's as though everybody is foreseeing all the different things that may happen and all the things that may... Well, what happens to the brain? It goes through the reptilian mind, yeah, the first part of any information up and down the brainstem, the reptilian brain, of fight and flight. So of course your brain is going to want to keep you safe. Yeah, so the first thing that has to be overcome when it's actually processing in your mind is the message of fight and flight. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today, would we? We'd all have been eaten by, yeah, all the beasts that have been around in history, yeah? So we have to fight and flight first. However, if we've never done it before, all we can do is learn from other people that have done it, yeah? So, for example, if you look at a child, you know, a toddler that's just started walking, they have fell down hundreds and hundreds of times and got back up because they've just had a go at it, yeah? And eventually, we all walk. But for the kid, they can see all the adults and the other children walking around, so they know it's possible. For somebody who is in an industry like you and becoming an industry leader, becoming an A player, it's a little bit different because not everybody is doing it. But what they are doing, 99% of people, is holding other people back, saying that's not possible and we just need to go and get a nice, safe job. Yeah? But if we're going to be boundaryless A players, then we need to be really thinking about how can we start to, you know, carve that new path, yeah? Cut that new path through there to make it our path because, yeah, look, we've said about this in the past on previous episodes as well, haven't we? The path less traveled is the path that we should be going on, yeah? But the thing is that fight and flight brain is going to want to keep us safe, yeah? So fear, false expectations appearing real. What else can it stand for? Failure expected and realized. So we're going out there expecting to fail already. This is the second danger, isn't it, of fear? Is that we're already set up to look for evidence of why it doesn't work rather than why it can. Yeah, isn't that interesting? So you can just imagine, you know, I've told you before, I'm part of the organisational psychologists at a big university in the UK talking about this stuff within entrepreneurs and successful executives. And this is the sort of thing that really gets in the way. Okay, so just be aware of it, that the fear is there, but also here's the big clue. Where there's fear, that's the path that's least traveled and most likely the path that you should be traveling. So feel that fear and go and do it anyway. Number five, Right. We spoke about this before. I mention it quite a lot. So this is a coaching term that I use within, well, it's the action coach term, and I'll use it for the A players as well, because it applies exactly for business owners as it does for executives as well. And that's being below the point of power. What does that mean? So you've got an option. You can either be on one side of the fence or the other. If you sit on that fence, as I've said before, you're going to get a spike on your ass. Yeah, uncomfortable, not the place to be. That's where procrastinators sit around with a spike on their ass for a long time. So you've got to make a decision. Are you on the one side or the other side? So if we imagine that fence, right, we can be on one side or the other side. Do we want to be on a place of powerful, yeah, above the point of power, or powerless? How do you spot people that are powerless? But you can tell in the language, can't you? These are the people that blame everything else. These are the people that make a lot of excuses of why they couldn't do it, but they'll do it tomorrow until there's somebody else to blame. And then they'll turn around and say, well, it's not possible. And you know, that's just the way it is. Well, that's called denial, isn't it? Yeah, because it is possible. If somebody else out there is doing it, then they've gone through a lot of shit to make that happen as well. No matter what their background, it has been hard fucking work. Yeah. So to turn around and say it's okay and it's easy for them is denial. Yeah, it isn't easy for them. It's very hard for them. It's very hard for anybody to become successful. Yeah, but it's that level of resilience that keeps pushing and pushing and pushing that does make them successful. And that level of resilience will come from an attitude, and that's being above the point of power, being powerful. Yeah. So we say that blame, excuse and denial, we might as well stay in bed. Okay. Now, if we're going to go above the point of power, these are the people that take ownership. They're accountable for the things that they can measure. They're measuring their results and seeing the outcomes, yeah? And they know that they're accountable for it. And they're being responsible. They're responding to these results. So if you're going to be above the point of power, then it's to understand that if it is to be, then it's up to me. Now, you can decide, A players, who would you rather have around you on this A player journey? People that are below that point of power, or people that are above that point of power? Would you rather have powerful people around you or powerless people around you? You've got to decide there. And which one are you going to be? So number six, something that holds people back as well is this I know attitude. Yeah, you'll see this all the time. And it's really fascinating. You see quite a lot, you know, especially, yeah, I do a lot of bodybuilding and I'll see people at the gym and they'll come along and they'll tell me all these different tips and things and their advice that they've seen off some fucker on Instagram. Yeah, well, the person on Instagram clearly knows what they're talking about. But the person who's coming to speak to me about it, I love the bodybuilding world and the fitness world, by the way, because the physique shows the outcome, doesn't it? You can't lie about it. Yeah, if you're overweight and coming in there and giving advice to somebody else, then they're just looking at you to say, yeah, okay, well, prove it. If you can't prove it in your own physique, then yeah, well, what are you talking about, you know? So there's everyone's out there to help each other. I get that, yeah. But it's quite interesting when it comes to the bodybuilding world, the amount of people that go out there repeating stuff that they've seen off Instagram and not actually being able to prove it as evidence. Yeah, and it's very similar in the coaching world as well, isn't it? Yeah. So, right, this I know attitude. Having that I know attitude and thinking that you know it all is going to stop you from moving forward. Yeah. And this is going to be one of the hardest pills for people to swallow. They say that they've heard it all before. They say that they've seen this thing happen before, or somebody's gave them some advice. Uncle Bob told us when we were young, yeah, don't ever do that. You don't ever want to push harder in your career. You need to be taking a stable job. Yeah, you don't want to be taking up on that opportunity. You don't want to be going and pushing even further. You don't need to read all those books. What you need to do is just work hard. Yeah, work hard. But everyone knows they should be working smarter, not harder. Yeah. Well, working smarter and harder. How about that one? That's a good combination. So the I know attitude, how do we remove it? Well, look, we know, don't we? We know that there's a lot of stuff out there and there's a lot of information, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be the be all and end all. So what we need to do is that if we have that I know feeling come up and say, hey, I've heard this before, it's not to shut down. It's to actually open up and go, huh, I've heard some stuff like this before. Maybe I could listen to it again or listen to someone else's take on it and also draw some other conclusions that this person may have a different experience to mine in life that I could extract it from. Ask some good questions, yeah? Because the more people are learning and listening, the more you can use that information. But as soon as that I know wall is put up, all information and learning stops. Yeah, it stops right there. So we've got to remove that I know attitude. Now, I did say, ladies and gents, that there were six deadliest mistakes. But whilst I've been talking, there's also a seventh as well. Yeah, the seventh one. And this is worth a whole episode in itself. And this is the one thing that will really cost you your wealth. And that one thing is self-sabotage. Yeah. I know we spoke about these 6 points today. But please, please, please. This is not here to knock you down. Yeah, they're here to bring awareness to this. So you've got to decide how you take, optimistic. Now, optimistic doesn't mean optimistic about the future. But having high levels of optimism can also be how you respond to things in the past. Whether you see that as, oh, this happened to me, or it happened because it was there to teach me a lesson, and now I've learned from it, it won't happen again. Yeah, so having high levels of optimism. But self-sabotage, we can take some sort of stuff from you know, any of these podcasts that we listen to and go, oh, I can't do that. That's not possible for me. I don't think I deserve that. Well, you fucking do. Let me tell you, by listening to the A Players podcast, you are already in that top 1%. This is the sort of stuff that people listen to, yeah? These are the sort of stuff that is moving people forward so they can have the right skills to take that opportunity. As I mentioned, the research that I do, the people that I coach, yeah? This isn't here to impress, by the way. This is to show you that it's possible, right? I was just a normal guy once doing this sort of stuff. And now I'm interviewing entrepreneurs from all different backgrounds, from 100 million plus businesses, and giving you that information so you can go ahead and do the same too. Yeah, whether you work in a job or if you own a business, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What does matter is that there's always going to be opportunity in any situation you're in. And you have got to decide which side of that opportunity you want to be on. Okay. So having people like me, having people like the guests that we bring on, having people like the other podcasts that we do as well, then these will all contribute to you moving forward. And whether you listen to this podcast or not, one thing I do always suggest is knock that I know attitude down. You are great, yeah, but it doesn't mean that you can have that I know attitude. Greatness doesn't mean that if you look at the great people, they'll always be learning. Look at Warren Buffett. Yeah, he reads what? Hours and hours a day. Go and read his autobiography. He reads hours a day. Why? Because he doesn't know it all, yet he's one of the wealthiest people on the planet. Don't you think that success leaves clues in some of those areas as well? Yeah. So what have you took from today? Lock it in. What sort of things, even if you could go back and take one of those points today, which one are you going to work on? If you worked on just one of those for the next week or the next couple of weeks, what sort of impact is that going to make in your world? And then you can always come back and pick up another one or one of them for the other episodes as well. Just keep moving forward, ladies and gents. Remember, just keep having a go. Like that child when it falls down, it knows it can walk one day. Yeah. Not many people will turn around and know that you can become successful as well. But Coach Lewis Hayden here does. He does because you're listening to the A Players podcast, and not many people would do that. Yeah. Well, they'll do. 1% of the country, 1% of the world, this is what it will resonate with. Yeah. And it's resonating with you for a reason. So go out there, start implementing some stuff. Yeah. Just pick one thing, go and move forward with it, and I'll catch you on the next episode. You've been listening to the A Players podcast. If you have any comments or questions or would like any more information, then you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. Just search Lewis Hayden. The music you heard was Musical Basics, Beethoven Virus. Check out Musical Basics at musicalbasics.com or on Spotify or YouTube.